Well, on this TGIF, we get ready for some rain, and we could use it, right? It's nice to get some rainfall during our dry season. In this time of year, it helps with the lawns, helps with the pollen. It'll clean off your car. No sense going to the car wash or washing your own car anytime real soon. Just set it outside, and it'll get plenty wet and wipe her down. Be good to go. We'll be drying out again by Sunday, and especially Sunday night. In the meantime, the storm system's rolling from west to east. It has been quite the downpour over the Panhandle and parts of the I-10 corridor west of Jacksonville overnight through early this morning. Keep that in mind if you're traveling. And some of those showers will sneak into Jacksonville and northeastern Florida today. But there will also be quite a few dry hours, it would appear. And as we get warmer this afternoon and temperatures reach the upper 70s to around 80 degrees, a rumble of thunder may occur with some of those showers as well. And temperatures stay above average, good 10 to 12 degrees above average. Not as warm as it has been the last couple of days, however, because of the added cloud cover, of course, but high humidity will make it feel rather warm and even a little bit sticky. Scattered showers and a thunderstorm then will continue tonight as a warm front pushes northward and up into Georgia. And once that happens, we should get a little bit of a break during some of the morning hours tomorrow. And then the showers and storms with the main part of the system, the meat of it, if you will. It's like a bowling ball up in the upper levels of the atmosphere at 30 to 35,000 feet where jets fly. It's an upper level disturbance, and it's just going to roll across the southern U.S., near and north of the Gulf Coast, right into Jacksonville, northeastern Florida by later Saturday night into early Sunday. And that's what's triggering this round of what should be some pretty heavy showers and thunderstorms. At this point, it looks like everybody gets rain, and it really comes down to timing and the amounts. The most widespread, significant rainfall should be Saturday afternoon and Saturday evening. At this juncture, it looks like rainfall amounts will average 2 to 3 inches, but locally 4 inches or more near the Florida-Georgia border. We'll average about 1.5 to 3 inches from Interstate 10 to the Florida-Georgia border, so perhaps northern Duval, northern Baker, and Nassau County. From about I-10 to Highway 16, so southern Duval, northern Clay, northern St. Johns County, averaging 1 to 2 inches of rain. And south of Highway 16, southern Clay, southern St. Johns County, averaging 1/2 inch to 1.5 inches. And all of these areas may see locally heavier rain. So there should be a good soaker across the area, 100% coverage. Have the rain gear nearby and handy. Unfortunately, it's impacting your weekend. So anyone with outdoor plans, especially on Saturday, plan on some interruptions. It will not necessarily, however, be a washout, especially the more south you live. The longer period of drier weather would likely be south of I-10 on Saturday for tomorrow, but realize there will also be some rain and storms that produce some heavy downpours, and the later we get into the day, the more widespread and persistent the rain becomes. Now, the temperatures will be cooling at the same time, but because this upper-level disturbance is so strong, we may still get a few strong storms in this pattern. It's possible today, which will be warmer, it will be very isolated, but some gusty winds or small to medium-sized hail would be possible in any storms that develop. And then tomorrow, despite the cooler temperatures, that very vigorous storm system moving overhead will have the potential to produce some strong storms. It could produce gusty winds and maybe some hail. So we'll keep an eye out for that. I'm not expecting widespread, real significant severe weather at this point, but it is something to keep in mind and keep an eye on and realize that there will likely be some periods of thunder over the next 24 to 36 hours or so. But widespread, decent rainfall. So that's good news. Now, we get to Sunday, and we get on the backside of this storm system, which may produce some wet snow, by the way, in parts of the Georgia Mountains on up into the Carolinas. But as we get on the backside, we will dry out in general, but we'll also cool off, and it'll be quite windy. It'll be a chilly Sunday. Temperatures stuck in the 50s throughout the day, despite afternoon sunshine. And early in the morning, there may still be a few lingering showers and clouds, but then we should gradually clear out as we go through the day on Sunday, so that by the time we get to Super Bowl kickoff, 6:30 Sunday afternoon, which is on Fox 30 Action News Jax, and he's Super Bowl viewing parties, you can expect the skies to become mostly clear. It will be very chilly. You'll want sweaters, jackets, and coats as we drop from the 50s into the 40s during the game, which is, of course, in Glendale, Arizona, not too far from Phoenix, where temperatures will be in the 60s Sunday afternoon at kickoff under sunny skies. Really pretty nice, but cooling off pretty quickly. It's actually cool by Arizona standards for the Super Bowl, too. It's indoors, of course, though, so whatever the weather, no real problem indoors, but that's the weather that can be expected in Glendale. sale for fans that are venturing out and going to the game. Brett Martineau is there, of course, has been giving us many reports on the Super Bowl, and hopefully next year he'll be there live with Dan Hicken to talk about the Jags being in their first Super Bowl ever, right? Wouldn't that be cool? Speaking of cool, it'll be very chilly then Sunday night right here at home in Jacksonville, northeastern Florida, with areas of inland frost, mainly near and west of Interstate 95, so winter not quite giving up the ghost yet here, as temperatures start out cold early on Monday, but a lot of sun, a pretty start to the work week. Temperatures only reach the mid to upper 60s in the afternoon, but that's a pretty February day on Monday. And as we get to Tuesday, it's the start of yet another warming trend for Valentine's Day. Sunshine temperatures push back up into the low to mid 70s. So to repeat once again, widespread rain is on the way. It's just a matter of timing it. A few showers and storms with maybe half the area getting rain today. Everybody gets at least some rain at one time or another tonight, tomorrow, and tomorrow night, with amounts averaging as much as 1 to 3 inches locally. More the heavier amounts, the more north you live in northeastern Florida, with a few strong storms possible. We'll clear it out for Sunday, but it'll be windy and cool. With all your weather all the time, have a great and safe weekend. Take care of yourself and one another. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center, for 104.5 WOKV.